I think it's very, very important. I think DRR is proven to be a basic pillar for development in general. The coincidence, let's say, of the Sendai Agreement, the SDG Agreement, and the Climate Agreement in Paris last year is very fortunate, because I think these three streams of work of United Nations are finally converging, and they are converging towards poverty alleviation, inequality reduction, and basically everything that has to do with taking care of the planet.
How do you balance development with sustainability in the Americas?
It's a challenge for the region in the extent that this is a region that depends a lot on natural resources, both mining and also agriculture. And I think there was in the past a certain tendency or trend to try to be probably over-productivistic, if you want. You really needed to exploit natural resources in order to grow. And now I think we have come to the conclusion that although that was a good strategy maybe in the past, for now really we're exhausting our capacity, you know, to manage our natural resources, and we really have to take better care of them. So for the Americas, it's very important to realize that although we are kind of blessed, quote unquote, on natural resources, we definitely need to do something better in terms of exploiting them for the future.
It sounds as though a massive change in mindset is required across the continent. Mm-hmm.
The word is transformation, right? And I think that came very strongly last year when there were the discussions about the SDGs. This is really something that we need to work with people probably at a very small age. I mean, we need to start really forming new generations in order to see the process of development as something different. You know, not for overly criticizing, but really definitely trying to take stock of the lessons learned and try to make this a better job for the future.
These discussions are being held at a very high level. Do average people understand what's happening and why?
This is something that we probably as UN also have to get better at, right? Because it sounds very abstract when you talk about disaster risk reduction. People not necessarily understand what you're talking about. And I think we are trying to plan to do more communication campaigns in order to reach a broader audience, not just a very specialized audience, or actually even politicians who have got into the jargon. But I think it's very important to also capture the imagination and the acting of regular people, you know, because this is about everyday life.
How do you balance personal needs against the common good?
I think we need to combine what's the global good with the personal and individual good. And I think in that sense, maybe we really have to try to have opportunities for everybody where they are. And this is something that maybe our models of development have not been very good at. Maybe concentrating, you know, growth in urban areas, for instance, which is a kind of, it's very important to have nice cities and very vibrant cities, which are really the places of culture or innovation. But also we shouldn't forget the rural areas where people are basically struggling to have their living, and they feel a little bit abandoned. And I think that's our job as people who work in development, to try to have opportunities for everybody where they are. A different matter if you decide to migrate, but that has to be an option, not necessarily be forced to do it because you cannot earn your living where you were born.